The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
Oh, it's controversial, all right. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. It's 5 minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time, Tuesday, December 6, 2022, the day before Pearl Harbor. Yep, you got that anniversary, 1941. Remember that? And Roosevelt knew. And was his name really Roosevelt, or was it Rosenveld? Huh, thought I got to tell you these things. We've got Joachim Hagopian with us back on the Power Hour. You know, this guy's dynamic. He's been exposing a lot of the truth. And see, that's what this is all about. We just want to know really what's going on. COVID-19, the New World Order, the elites' depopulation agenda, now irrefutable. How do we know this, Joachim? Welcome back to the show.
Good to be back, Dave.
How do we know that this is depopulation? Everybody's in, oh, it's not either. They don't do that, things like that. Why would my government, I'm a law-abiding, tax-paying citizen. Why would they want to take me? Why would they want to take me out? I mean, I pay all my money to the government, and look how much I pay in taxes, and they want to kill me. Why do they want to do that, Joachim?
Well, people have a short attention spans these days, and they tend to be more visual than actual reading. So I advise that Stu Peters' documentary that came out just over a week ago, Died Suddenly. I think that might convince a few people.
How did what Stu who died suddenly? Oh, you're talking about the died suddenly.
The documentary.
Yeah, the documentary. Yeah, not yeah, Stu yeah. Peters. They better not have taken Stu Peters out. It wouldn't have been
suddenly. No.
That would have been a hit job. I would have been the first one out of the gate saying they murdered him.
Of course.
But no, he's still very much around. Oh, died suddenly. Yeah. As a matter of fact, Found Dead at Home is another piece that I'm putting in tomorrow's broadcast, and we'll focus on that particular thing. This is the Epic Times, Epic Health. Found dead at home after COVID-19 vaccination. Autopsy series finds an array of fatal vaccine syndromes. And there's pictures on here. And, you know, I mean, pictures are sometimes worth 1,000 words. And people sometimes, I mean, you look at what's in the deceased's bloodstreams. They open up their arteries. They open up their veins. And it looks like calamari.
Yeah.
I mean, this is pretty sad stuff. Died suddenly is an understatement. So explain a little bit more about your research and what you've been doing since we last talked.
Well, I've been focusing mostly on the moves that the cabal is making to kill us. You know, they have multiple weapons of mass destruction that they're throwing at us right now. Obviously, the jab is just one of many, and it's taken out millions of people already, and will take out millions more. I think, it was David Martin that just recently, and he's quite the expert.
Oh yeah, he is.
So I listened to him, and he just came out with the estimate based on some pretty good data, I think, as saying that at least 3.5 billion human beings will be dead within a short period of a few years. And you figure it has to be probably near half of all of the human race are going to go by way of the jab, you know? And that's why they come back with WMDs and a number of other ways they're going to try and get us. And so I've been focusing on that. I wrote a lot about the jab. And I still do occasionally, but I there's so much else out there now that they're doing.
Well, and Dr. Michael Yaden, who was Pfizer's former chief, one of their chief scientists and VP of you know, the respiratory section there at Pfizer, is coming out and telling people, please, whatever you do, don't take the shot. You are going to end up dead in 3 to 5 years. I mean, that's what they're saying, and the clock is ticking for everybody. And I've got a son that I'm looking at going, dear God, please. you know, let him take the right things to try to fight this thing, because I don't think there's any way, once that mRNA is in you, I don't believe it's coming out.
Yeah, I think they're trying hard to come up with some antidotes for it, but, you know, I don't know. I haven't looked into that. I hope they do at some point, obviously, before too many people die.
Well, I mean, they're using a combination of things. They're using the lockdowns. They're using, I mean, they're still doing it in China. They're not going to ever be able to achieve zero COVID tolerance, and that's a problem. You know, they're unrealistic. But then when you look at what the media is saying about being unrealistic, yeah, they're not unrealistic at all. They know exactly what they're doing. They know exactly how many people are going to die as a result of the lockdowns because of starvation. They won't be able to eat. This is all part of it. Now, yep. Understand, you folks that are out there listening, Joaquim Hagopian has been on the show before. He's a West Point graduate, former Army officer. And he has a book, which I love to use the Latin variation of, Illegitimus non carborundum est, which means don't let the bastards get you down. It exposes a faulty U.S. military leadership system based on ticket punching up the seniority ladder. And they are weeding out the military, if not by jabs. I mean, look what's just happened recently. Stories have come out in the last several months, Joaquim, about the military being lied to and told them they were getting flu shots when in essence they were getting the jab.
That's right. Yeah, they were lied to because obviously they did not get the approved version. And I think a couple of lawyers, Renz is one of them that's been working on that. And I mean, the data coming out amongst our military personnel, we don't have a fighting force anymore. We are incapacitated, and it is all done diabolically and deliberately. I hold Biden, and I hold an ex. He was like a freshman at West Point when I was the junior, and I was his assistant squad leader. And that's Lloyd Austin III, the Secretary of Defense for the United States, that forced the jab on all. I mean, they were going for everybody, and they were turning down all the religious questions. You know, a lot of people, they have that option, and they were turning them down right and left. One good thing, though, that I just learned this week is that apparently they put pressure on Biden and Austin, and it looks like they're going to be able to accept those few guys still left that have not gotten the jab. And maybe they'll accept the ones that actually refused it and got out and discharged. Maybe they'll accept them back. I don't know. I hope they do, because we don't have a fighting force anymore, not full of capability.
Well, and the thing is, though, Joaquim, is that 40,000 of them have been discharged because they refused to take it.
Yeah.
I think the military saved these people. And these veterans now, they've gone through basic. They were in AIT. The stuff came out, and 40,000 of them are gone because, look, if you're going to make me take this jab, I don't want to be in this military. I know better. We got 40,000 awake ex-military that are out there that could potentially serve this country well, especially if they start this, and it's not going to be a door-to-door gun grab. Do you envision a door-to-door jab?
I think with so many people owning guns and refusing, I'm not certain that they'll have that. It's going to get real bloody if they try that, obviously.
Oh, yeah, it's going to get bloody. Here's the thing. There's a lot of Americans that just flat out aren't going to put up with that. And yeah. I believe it. You believe it. And there's these people would be foolish to do it. However, they have the end run, and the end run is the digital currency, isn't it?
Yeah, that's another angle they're coming at us. Another WMD is to get us all hooked on these digital WBDCs where any transaction, they're going to, you know, along with installing that system with social credit scores, that if you have a mind of your own and disagree, you get low social credit scores. The next thing you know, your bank account's frozen. That's the whole end game for them. And but there's a lot of people that aren't willing to go along with it, and that's why programs like yours, Dave, are really important to get the information out. It's key.
So what do they do? And we appreciate that nice stroke of endorsement there, Joaquin. What is the I'm not a right-wing radical. People need to get that out of their head. If they think that this show is all about radicalism, and I know the left will, if the left were listening to the show right now, they'd be screaming bloody murder. The thing is, we have all the awake people on this side, not the woke. And I understand Kirstie Alley passed away, by the way, for those of you who don't know, of cancer. I don't know whether she took the jab or not. That's the first thing that popped in, fighting a long battle with cancer, and all of a sudden now she's gone at 71, which is kind of young. And I'm sitting there thinking, well, she voted for Trump, and she made it public. And Hollywood went after her. Oh, you see, and you know, half of Hollywood probably took the jab. So you're going to see a lot more people, all these famous actors and actresses dropping dead as part of Died Suddenly. And so the thing is, I'm not even sure that by the time Congress pulls its head out of its proverbial ass, that we're going to even be able to have a Nuremberg II. What do you think?
I think it's coming. I think we're slowly turning the corner. I ran across something. It's still probably controversial. I don't know.
Well, go ahead. Let's hear it.
But I've heard that the Supreme Court has on its docket a thing called 22-380, and it has to do with the ordaining the outcome of the election on January 6th, and there's supposed to be a 10-day period after that, that if there's anybody that objects to actually endorsing the outcome, and there were 100 supposedly Congress people that were going against it, that knew it was rigged and were going to voice that. And they were not given the opportunity. And so this apparent case that's been laid before the Supreme Court now is going to decide that that was unconstitutional, that the people that were objecting to having that endorsement on the 6th didn't get their 10-day period to put out the data. And, you know, I don't know whether this is rumor. At this point, it's, you know,
I have several
sources. But I don't totally trust the sources because they tend to be hopium addicts.
Well, yeah, I get that. And here's the thing. I have it in front of me right now, 22-380. And the problem I had with it when I first opened it up, because a friend of mine in Virginia called me and texted me and says, hey, you need to get this case. You need to read it. It's 18 pages long. It is a petition for a writ of certiorari, which it's out of the 10th Circuit, out of Utah, by Rallon J. Brunson. It's Brunson versus Adams is the name of the case, Adams et al. And I am actually right now going to send that over to Catherine, our producer, to incorporate that into the email blast because, you know, you folks, you need to read this case. Now, here's the problem that I have with the case. The big problem I have with it, and I am right now sending it over to our producer as we speak, subject matter case. And this is 22-380 Brunson versus Adams et al. Now, here's the big problem I have with it. It is pro se. It is not put forward by attorneys. Had Tom Rentz or somebody else put this forward and had been defending this case, I think it might have had way more impact. The pro se litigant obviously is very well informed. The question is whether the court will grant the writ. Because, see, petition for a writ doesn't mean that the Supreme Court is going to hear it. Yeah. It means that it's been presented to them with questions as to whether or not all of the people named here, which are U.S. House of Representatives. I mean, the first time that it was given to me, it was like, well, they're going to round them all up. And really? Joaquin Castro, Liz Cheney, Kathy Castro, these people that literally are part of the problem, that basically everybody that voted to certify the election, including Pence and Harris and John and Jane Doe's 1 through 100, are all there. And see, they're basically begging for reasons to grant the petition because it was denied by the U.S. District Court in Nevada, or rather Utah. And they're talking about the Fifth Amendment, the Ninth Amendment, Article 1, Section 7 of the Utah Constitution. No person shall be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. Article 1, Section 2 from the Constitution of Utah. All courts shall be open, which shall be administered without denial or unnecessary delay, and no person shall be barred from prosecuting or defending before any tribunal in the state by himself or counsel any civil cause to which he's a party. He is claiming he was damaged. Now, the problem is we have Spokio versus Robinson. Robbins. Spokio versus Robbins is also a Supreme Court case in which Robbins lost, and it was out of the Ninth Circuit, not the Tenth. The Tenth is a little bit more conservative, but the bigger problem here, Joaquin, is that one, he's pro se, no attorney representation. It is only a writ. It condemns anybody that voted to lend credence to what happened on January 6th. I don't know whether the Supreme Court is actually, I think they're going to pull their pants down. And even with 22-380 in their face, they may say, you know what? We're not going to hear this.
Right. Yeah, that could be the outcome.
Roberts, it's a Roberts court. And literally, I mean, what they've done to Trump, what they've done with the special master, what they've done exposing his tax records. Why should I expect anything any different?
That's very true. I mean, we know what happened when the Texas AG filed his suit against and they turned it down. So, yeah, if they're consistent with how they've operated, then probably they won't even look at it.
You know, as much as I'd like to see it, it wasn't filed by a lawyer. And that's a problem I have. You know, these people can't afford justice. And this is how justice repays those who can't afford it. So this is just one of those ways. And again, I'm looking at what happened with Reiner Fulmick and his legal team in the International Criminal Court in The Hague. Have you done any research into where that case is right now?
I have not. I've looked around, but I haven't found anything, actually. So I think basically, you know, in the same way that things tend to go generally against us, he filed it and then nothing happened. So, I mean, another case in point where the courts that are supposed to adjudicate these kind of issues aren't doing it. And obviously because they've already been corrupted.
Well, I would think that they're all in on it.
Yeah.
You know, because we were presented by somebody last week that said there's three kinds of people. People who are in on it, people who are oblivious to it, and the people who are fighting it.
Yeah.
So the courts, you know, as corrupt as they are, and we know they are, I mean, all you have to do is look at the foreclosure cases and people coming before the courts. And I really believe that the way that they're coming before the courts is not totally proper. And the reason I say it is it goes back to a 2011 settlement conference I had in Kansas City. I was invited by a federal magistrate to participate in the conference, and it was a client versus Bank of America and MERS, which was it's still right in the middle of all of this. People still think that they need to sue MERS, and they don't need to sue MERS. Mortgage Electronic Registration Systems, Inc., they've tainted billions of land records across the country in all 3,040-some-odd counties and townships and boroughs. If you can look anywhere and you can see these dummy false documents, and they're going to use this because I noticed that we mentioned in the show notes BlackRock and Vanguard. And they're going to go out and they're going to buy up all these foreclosures and turn them into rentals. And they will use the social credit scores in factoring whether or not you get to rent or you're going to be homeless on the street, whether you're going to die an ugly death. These people really think they have it over on us. And I think we, the people, the certain amount of those out there, that even if you're not aware of 22-380, the case that's up there, we have not had redress of grievances ever since the 2020 election. And now we've been locked down and demonized and made to look like we don't know what we're talking about, when in the background, all this information that you and others have been digging out, Joaquin, pedophilia, this sodomy state, the deep state, Satan running loose and running rampant. You know, do we, and how, I guess you might have, being a West Point grad and earning a master's degree in clinical psychology, we have to get rid of the cognitive dissonance aspect and this paralysis, this knowledge paralysis. And actually, even my wife has mentioned to me that she feels useless against all of this and is very frustrated and wishes she could do more. I said, well, you are doing what you can as a citizen. If everybody just does their little part, part of it is, you know, tune out the mainstream media and just don't watch the garbage. But here again, if you're not watching some of mainstream media, you don't know what kind of garbage they're putting out there. And I find myself screaming at the TV set, even on Fox, when they have these people like Dr. Nicole Sapphire out there saying, well, you need to take the jab. And I'm like, you are a moron and you are part of the problem, Sapphire. You're one of the ones in Nuremberg, too. They need to take out and hang in the square.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a sad state. If you just pay attention to that, you know, the mainstream, you're going to be lost, because they're total 100%. Everything that comes out is a lie to protect themselves. I think it's just a matter of enough of us. You know, we have to reach critical mass. We're still a minority, unfortunately, but I think that we're, every day, I believe we're making progress in bringing a few more open-minded people to the truth. I think it is happening. I also look at the other places around the world, and there is quite a bit of pushback going on right now. I mean, you have to look no further than China. I mean, this is the population that has been mowed down in the past for even just looking the wrong way, put in prison or killed, and the people are out there putting their lives on the line right now in mass in many of the cities. So I'm optimistic by that. And they're also protesting in Iran. They're protesting in Europe over the conditions, the economic, financial conditions they're facing. They're aware that basically the Ukraine is an empty well that's just, you know, soaking up whatever resources Europe has, and is going to leave them high and dry for no fuel for the winter. Food shortages, you know, it's getting really rough. And so I think as times get harder, yes, there's going to be more pushback, there's going to be more awareness, and there's going to be more resolve by the million to one odds that we have in our favor that we will be able to finally do something. It's okay. A question mark, but I have the faith that it'll happen. And obviously, you know, I think we have to get right with God, too, through all this, because it is a war between good and bad. You know?
It is. Well, we're going to take a break right now. We'll come back after the break and take your phone calls. 844-769-2944. Stay with us.
To name just a few, fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Aurega Resp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. With the winter months right upon us, we have decided to put together a winter wellness bundle. You get two boxes of silver lozenges along with OptiVita vitamin C and an OptiVita vitamin D. Regular retail is $70.90. Now, as a winter wellness bundle for only $53. Be proactive. Increase your immune system now. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829. Right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
And we're back at 34 minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time, Tuesday, December 6, 2022. Dave Krieger with you, and Joachim Hagopian is back on the show. We have been talking about COVID-19 and the New World Order. We are talking about the fact that we know that this is basically open genocide. And we've had the London Metropolitan Police criminal investigation. I don't think that's gone anywhere. All the authorities seem to think that, you know, and Congress seems to think, at least the Republican end of things, I don't even think that they're, this Congress, they may want to investigate Fauci and COVID-19. I don't even think that the word genocide is going to even come into the equation. Joaquin, what do you think?
I noticed that no one's really come out and said it yet. That's a member of Congress. So, yeah, I don't know if it will. I mean, maybe it's one of those things that will slowly come around, because that's exactly what it is. I mean, when a group of diabolical power brokers decide to put out a poison, knowing that it's a poison, and so it's done deliberately, that motivation as proof they are intending to basically kill the human race. Now, obviously, there's certain ones that are more lethal than others, and probably in certain countries there is more morbidity going on than in some of the other countries with some of the other. I know that the Pfizer and Moderna, the mRNA ones, are the worst. But, you know, it is what it is as far as an intent to kill, and it's a large group of people being killed. So I don't know how else you can get around that name, genocide. They intend to kill a whole bunch of us.
And I wonder how many members of Congress got that are all of a sudden going to die suddenly.
Well, they even made it so they don't have to. They don't have to take the jab.
Oh, isn't that amazing?
They put it in law. They don't have to do it. And the same applies to all the illegal aliens crossing our border. They don't have to get jabbed either.
Oh, see, and that's the thing. Now they want international passports, according to the G20. They want to have global passports showing that you've been vaccinated, yet it's okay to just let everybody in now. And now they're actually trying to figure out ways to slow it all down. I mean, this whole Congress is involved in this thing, and it's just one tit for tat after another. Esther in Washington, you're on the phone with Joaquim Hagopian. Go ahead.
Hello, Mr. Hagopian. It's very nice to hear your voice again.
Oh, thank you.
I have this supposition, and there's a lot to back it up, but there's no facts. Well, there is, but there isn't. Okay, so this moniker is coming from Montana. And so this person says the real power behind the globalist is the beast system. And when I heard that, it just completely, made sense, and I felt the truth and the heaviness of it. And, of course, you know, the beast system is related to Revelations chapter 13, 18, 16, 2, and 19, 20. And the beast system is what is behind the power of the globalists. And they've been using China as a massive tool. They made a deal with China a long, long time ago, and their people are the test rats. I just finished watching a documentary on Wuhan, and they gave the Wuhan residents, when they came in, they gave them the full force of the COVID biological warfare, brought those that got sick in, kept them in, isolated, but then they started shooting them with the vaccine, and they used the full force of the vaccine on them to find out how much they could put in the COVID shot so people wouldn't die, so that humans would be able to survive, but have that tracer nanotechnology within the mRNA and however that goes inside them. And then, again, the test case in China, they locked them down for 4 years. 4 years. And now they're rebelling, which was planned. They planned to do this, because you just watch. There's going to be so many deaths in all of the people that are rebelling, and they're going to have another outbreak, and they're going to blame the outbreak, but they're going to put on the full tracer radiation capacity that they have now with all the people that took this death vax, and they're going to turn it on, and you're going to see people dying like flies. That's my take on this.
Okay, Joaquim, what do you think?
I can't argue with the thing that you just said. It is a test case. Wuhan has always been a test case. I also think they That was the first city in the world that they installed and activated 5G. And I think those people dropping dead, that they were having videos that they sent around the world to basically put panic in the whole global population, I think that might have been the result of actual activation of 5G. And they also are using the 5G along with the poison that's electrical conductors inside the body also to interact and cause all kinds of problems. So, yeah, I can easily agree with that it being part of the beast system, this method of killing people. It's so malevolent. And that's one of the reasons why the evil ones have been able to get away with their crimes against humanity for so long, because they are so evil. The good people of the earth can't wrap their heads around the reality that they are this evil to get us. You know, but they are.
And those people that all comprise the beast system are hidden. We don't know who they are. They're hidden.
For the most part, they sure are. You know, they have their basically their little robotic servants. And, you know, let's face it, the front man, Klaus Schwab, he's one of their robotic servants. Yeah, he's rich and all that. But, no, he's not one of – there are Phoenician families. They go back ancient times, back to Babylon, actually, all the way back. And they do their occult rituals. And, you know, the most visible that we know of, yes, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the royal black nobility families of Europe. These are the most visible bloodline forces that are behind it. But there's many that we've never heard of. But we also have technology that covers all the forensic crimes, and there's data somewhere. And it's just a matter of having people on the right side with God behind the levers to find the forensic evidence. It's there, and we probably have it already, but why it hasn't been brought out, and I constantly am writing about this. You know, if there's white hats, what are they going to wait for all of us to die before they actually show themselves? You know, I know that there's a lot of these insiders that supposedly get their intel from, you know, the white hats and all this, and but I don't know. I mean, it just seems like I believe, and I did speak to one person actually that was in the tunnels under Melbourne about 2 years ago, clearing out the tunnels. And I really do believe that there are forces, the special operations forces involving probably 32 countries around the world that are doing that. But they have to manifest for all of us because, yeah, a lot of us have really lost hope. You know, we need evidence that there's forces that are strong that are going to work on our behalf. And certainly we have veterans, we have active military personnel. They're up. A lot of them are up on all this stuff, and they know Biden's an imposter, and they know that his role for the basically the diabolical worst kind is to destroy America. They know this. And so I do hope that we get some kind of confirmation concretely that we are making progress. You know, they talk about those sealed indictments and then all the ones in Gitmo and they're all, you know, I don't know. Seeing is believing. That's my motto.
Yeah, I get that.
And if I could just say one more thing, our faith is what God works through.
Yeah.
Faith without works is dead. It doesn't mean that faith gives us, you know, everlasting life, but it proves who we are. And by not taking the jab when nobody knew anything about it, but we sensed that there was something diabolically wrong with it, proved our faith. And we became more refined, and through that process, more people started doing research and staying on the side of truth. So the more we champion truth with our faith, the more the Spirit of God can work through us. And one thing, with all this geostratospheric engineering, the whole thing, you know, all the chemicals in the air now, again, my supposition, that enhances 5 and 6G. It's got to. There's got to be a connection there.
Very possible. Well, we appreciate your comments, Esther. Chance in West Virginia, you're on the phone with Joaquim Hagopian. Go for it.
Yes, hello, Dave. Hello, Joaquim. You know, guys, call me a pessimist, but these folks who willingly offered up their bodies to be injected without researching anything or looking into anything, I think if they flip the switch for 5G and they start dropping dead, I don't even think they'll get the connection then. What do you think?
There's a certain percentage that aren't going to get it. They're diehard fools, and they, no matter how much evidence you present, they're not going to get it. They even have a psychotic disorder for it. I think that's a minority. I think there are people that know that there are malevolent forces out there against the people, and that they are open-minded enough to actually look at stuff and then draw the right conclusion that we're in a matter of saving ourselves against genocide. So I think the we will have numbers in our favor even more as time goes on. And I just pray that we have the resolve and maybe a little help from God.
Joaquim. We have signs, Chance, you know, and this is the thing. If all of a sudden you start seeing greater numbers of people, because it won't, this is a slow kill. This whole thing was designed so that it would sneak in and kill people. All of a sudden, it didn't say die suddenly en masse. It said die suddenly. That's what the story was about. So when you're looking at the options here that people have to either take care of themselves or to try to keep the mRNA from actually kicking in and killing them, they may be able to prolong it by treating it with supplements and doing the things that we're all doing to stay healthy. The best thing they could do is just not take the jab at all. But for those who have succumbed to it, the realization, once their own loved ones start to die off and they start hearing news reports about hundreds of thousands of people all of a sudden just dropping dead, that's when people, especially the awake people in America, myself, Joaquim, and you included, and Esther, and everybody that listens to this show, that would be the time to know you need to be at the ready. You need to get your arms together. You need to get your food together. You need to make sure and double check the checklist. You need your bug out bags. You need every single thing handy, unless you're willing to make a stand right where you are and you don't intend on bugging out. Some areas of the country, you don't want to bug out. You want to stay right where you are and defend your position. I mean, I hate to say it, but if they do the door-to-door thing and you see all these people dropping dead, it's because there's further evidence of what Joaquim has been talking about, and that's genocide that's happening right before our eyes. And we know that soon, within a matter of weeks or months, they're going to be coming for all the rest of us. So that is, you know, by watching all of this happen, whatever faith and hope we have would be in our own future and what it's going to take collectively as a community to defend our position.
Right. And one last thing, please. Joaquim, what's your opinion on this spike protein and mRNA shedding? Do you have an opinion on that?
Yeah, I haven't done a lot of research on it, but I think that they're actually coming up with some kind of confirmation that, in fact, it is for real. That actually, if you are exposed physically to a partner or a family member who has been jabbed and you're not, yes, I believe that there is a certain level of risk involved. That's my cursory kind of examination without even actually doing the research or checking it out myself.
This is one of the reasons why, Chance, you know, we encourage everybody, including you, to prepare. And, you know, that's why I can't help it. But, you know, I went ahead and put together a complete medicine kit of every single item in the pharmacy, the ivermectin, the hydroxychloroquine, the azithromycin, the prednisone, all of it. I mean, people need to be on the watch for any available way to obtain these drugs, because you're going to need it down the road if you have been exposed. And I managed to stave off one onset of what I thought might be a reoccurrence. And I got it right out of the gate as it started to happen. It was last month, and I started feeling really off. And I went on the regimen of the Z-Pak and the prednisone, and within 5 days, I was fine again. You see, this is why the supplements are necessary from the Power Mall, but this is why, you know, we're on here, and we have Joaquim on here with us, and this is why we're engaged in this conversation. We appreciate you chiming in.
God bless, guys.
Yep, God bless you too, sir, and everybody that's calling to the show. We still have a couple of minutes left to take phone calls if you want. 844-769-2944 is the number to call. You know, and the bad thing about this is now they want to protect with this JCPA bill, JPCA bill. They want to protect the lamestream media so that they can keep lying to people and creating more dissension. I really believe, see, because it's all about divide and conquer. And if you want to tear up America, all you have to do is get the righteous from the non-righteous and start this tirade. Esther brought up the fact that faith without works is dead. Well, works can be a number of things. The Greek word is pistis, which is faith-based believing, and you're doing it, you're walking out in love, but if it comes necessary to defend your family and defend your honor, and your family is standing up for what they believe is the truth and what they believe is right, they crucified Christ, and they will not hesitate to come and crucify you. That's just the way it is. It says it in the Bible. He didn't do many works in his own backyard because of their non-belief. If people are not convinced, no matter what happens, like Joaquim just said, people are not going to accept the fact that, oh my God, all these people are dying. I wonder why. Well, it's because of all the pre-existing conditions, because half of them were all fat. You know, I mean, they're going to start this. You watch. It's going to happen in the media, isn't it?
Yeah, they'll twist everything around. That's why we got to get off that. You know, all of you who pay attention, you know, yeah, I once in a while, like you, I will just, you know, tune in. I'll go through Yahoo News, you know, for my little take of the mainstream lies, you know, just to know what the enemy's doing, you know, what they're saying. But, yeah, you can't believe anything from mainstream news. I think we learned that years ago, many of us.
We did. Helen in Kansas, you're on the phone with Joaquim Hagopian. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, guys, or afternoon. Some things are counterfeit of God. God said, if you eat of the fruit of the tree, you shall surely die. They didn't die right away. That was a slow cure, wasn't it? Over time. That's a counterfeit of God.
Well, Adam lived to be 900 and some odd years, and Eve lived to be 900 or 834 and 969. Adam was 969, no. Eve was 834, wasn't it?
Yeah, but the vaccine, you're not going to live that long.
you and I both know that,
Helen. The slow kill is going to kill a little faster than gave you a choice the first time. They're wrapping it up for this year, you know, with the RSV and the flu and all that. They're giving you a second choice. Then they're going to come around. They're going to give you another choice. And then they're going to give you an ultimatum. And then they're going to give you.
Well, you know, Helen, I believe you're right. They're not going to stop pushing this thing on the ignorant. They're going to want them to get boosted and boosted and boosted again, because the more mRNA they can get in you, the greater that kill switch is going to work. I believe it. Joaquim,
well,
you probably the same way.
Commercials, they're making the commercials look like you're getting a lollipop or you're getting chocolate candy. I'm going to get my vaccine. Oh, I got boosted. Look at my Band-Aid. It's silly.
It is. I mean, you know, I'm not even going to go for the new Big Mac. I mean, whenever they offer that, I'm not going to Mickey D's. I'm not doing this garbage. Come on, you know.
Oh, my God. You know what? The sillier the offers, you know, come and get this, come and get that. It kind of makes you look back and you're going, why are you offering me all this free stuff to come and get this?
Yeah, it shows their desperation. And the good thing is that I think it's like the percentage is 11% since September, since the latest, booster. Only 11% of the people have actually gone back for more. So that's encouraging, too, actually.
Yes, it is. I don't think you're going to change anybody's mind now. If you haven't gotten it. You're not going to get it. You just have to be prepared, like what Dave said, with all the other stuff, and have your little, you know, your little healthy pack and healthy balance and your clay and your wrist, all the other stuff. You haven't got it by now, you know, and I have a couple of bottles of the Pro Mag X. I just love listening to Dr. DeWallen when he was talking about that stuff. But and I love you guys in the little blue bottles. It's just I got a special little box of all that stuff, and you know I could be selling my stuff myself. Anyway, fellas, have a wonderful day and keep up the great work. And love the show, Dave.
Yeah, thank you so much, Helen. God bless you. We appreciate you listening. And that is what we're going to need a lot of. I'll tell you what, we're going to need a lot of God's blessings. Here's the thing, folks. You've got to start to, you know, we had Stan Dale on yesterday talking about relocating if you're not in a safe spot. That, of course, depends on your financial situation. If you don't have the means to relocate, you're going to have to figure out if you've got no equity in your home, if you're upside down in your mortgage and there's no way you're going to get out of this, you best just stay put. And for those of you who are being foreclosed on, we're talking about 14,000 right now in just the state of California alone, because I'm still working on that list. And it just blows me away that the elderly are targets. And this is all part of the cabal's system. Big banks, they're all part of it. Right, Joaquin?
They're parasites.
So, you know, you've got to do something to stay in your home and fight as long as you can. Do not pack up and move out. 97.5% back in 2008 when this 2009 foreclosure mess started. 97.5% of those that were served foreclosure notice vacated. You cannot do that this time, folks. Things are mission critical. You need to stay right where you are and you need to fight these bastards. And we appreciate, because we're coming up to the end of the show here, Joaquin, thanks so much for joining us. We'll have to have you back on soon when we get a little bit more critical mass development hitting the streets, and we'll further this conversation based on your new research and what you're finding out.
Great, Dave. Yes, I look forward to talking again.
You bet. We appreciate it. God bless and for everything you're doing. All right, there you have it, folks. We are out of time. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. All you can do is stay safe, get prepared, do all those things that are necessary. It is not right-wing extremism to be prepared. It is not. It's what Grandma and Grandpa did a long time ago. They saved and did what they had to do for a rainy day. Until tomorrow, our hump day edition of the Power Hour. Dave Krieger saying, God bless you, and God bless the United States of America, what's left of it. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregarasp. and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.